This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, originally, we were going to cover a lot more about Sessions than we will, but another funny thing happened on the way to Radio Prep Land, and the story broke yesterday. Gunman opened fire on a baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia, and it involved Republican members of Congress who are prepping for a baseball game against the Democrats. And it just made me see the Democrats for what they are. They will do anything to win, including a baseball game. Look, we can't make fun of it here. Well, we can. Dangerous times. We live in dangerous times. Wow. Have to make fun of this stuff. You have to laugh to keep from crying, because I'm telling you, folks, the left is out to get you. I don't know how better to put it. These are people prepping for a ball. This is life. This is the fun part of life. This is where politics says, you know what, we're going to take a timeout. Scalise and other Republicans are out there. And by the way, he travels with security. He's the third-ranking Democrat in Congress, I think, or something like that. He's the House Majority Whip. So you've got Speaker of the House, Senate, the majority leader, then you got the House Whip, Majority Whip. He's the third guy. So he travels. I mean, can you, Steve Scalise, do you even know the name? This guy travels now with Capitol Hill Police, and while he's playing basketball, I don't know what were the police doing, eating donuts? What? Reading Perestroika? Or I don't know, whatever, something Russian. Wow. How do you get a dude shot on your watch? And some people are talking about 100 bullets. 100 bullets? 100 bullets? 20 bullets? The wounded include at least one Capitol Hill police officer and the suspected shooter. Alexander Police Chief Michael Brown said two of his officers engaged in gunfire and return fire. A police spokeswoman confirmed the suspected shooter has been shot and taken to the hospital. Brown said five people have been taken to hospitals, but the specific injuries were not immediately known. I'll put it to you this way. I don't care where you get hit by a bullet, it hurts. And for the most part, if it slams into bone or an organ, it's devastating. I've never been shot, but I suspect it to be so. I've heard reports. Representative Mo Brooks out of Alabama tweeted, shooter attacked a GOP baseball practice. Rifle. 50-plus shots fired. Five hit, including Steve Scalise. I am not shot. He estimated 50 to 100 shots were fired during batting practice. Wow. You know it's a leftist now, because he can't shoot. Probably is holding a rifle sideways. It was a rifle. They won't tell us who, you know, what type of rifle, and they won't tell us who did it. People are, Kevin, you know who, you can't say who did it. How could it be a leftist? How could it be a leftist? Because there was a Democrat practice going on across town. What happened to that? Where's that dude? Where are those people shot? Where are the Democrats? Came out and shot up a Republican event. How many people have you ever heard of getting arrested that had Reagan, Bush, Trump? If you got a Trump t-shirt on, you wouldn't wear it to an arrest. You might wear it to a party, because it's probably worth like $500. You wouldn't get arrested in it, unless you're a Holly weirdo. Brooks told CNN he heard a loud bam behind third base during practice for the upcoming game they have against the Democrats. Unbelievable. Man, I don't even know what to tell you about. I mean, what else do you say about this? Representative Nunez told the Washington Post the Capitol police officers walked into the congressional gym around 7:30 a.m., told members about the shooting, and that Scalise had been shot. Heavily armed, Capitol Hill police cleared the East Plaza of the front in the front of the Capitol. Tourists and visitors redirected. Only staff were being allowed. The president issued a statement. The VP and I are aware of the shooting incident in Virginia and are monitoring developments closely. Deeply saddened by this tragedy. Thoughts and prayers are with the members of Congress, their staffs, Capitol Police, first responders, and all others affected. And here's what I'll tell you. The first thing that you have to think when you hear of something like this is you must think, was it a Muslim terrorist attack? Don't tell me. Don't act like you're out there. I don't know, Kerry. You're thinking Muslim terrorist attack. It has to go through your mind. People shot in D.C. I know it's not the norm, because normally Muslims wear the suicide vest or they grab their truck of choice. But you never know. They will shoot you. Next, it could be that radical terrorist group known as Black Lives Matter. I suspect the shooter is black because they won't tell us the nationality. They will tell us nothing about the shooter. Watch out. If you're a white boy with blonde hair and blue eyes walking around D.C. right now, you better watch. You better have some friends with you. They're liable to pull you in. You're the shooter. Yeah, find a patsy. That's what they call them, a patsy. Scapegoat. So, who did it? Was it Antifa? Here's what I can tell you. Democrats are violent people. They are very violent, and you never know what those Democrats are going to do. So, you know it's a Democrat. Come on. Don't even... What are you looking... You know... You better have that look on your face. You know it's a Democrat. Okay? With that part, we is a foregone conclusion. I know nothing more than you do. We're a day into this thing. Plus, I don't know anything more. I'm not even following the story, but I'll tell you this. It's a Democrat. It's a disgruntled... it's somebody mad at Staffer Scalise, rather. No, it isn't. It's a doggone Democrat. Vile people. Violent to their core. Violent to their core. And they will try to convince you that they are the purveyors of tolerance and peace. Just like Islam. It's the religion of peace. Democrats are the purveyors of peace. The people who purvey peace. PPP, P-cubed. Call it whatever you want. That's who they are. Meanwhile, they will bludgeon you to take the money out of your wallet. And don't think for one second I'm lying to you. Excuse me. We got a lot to talk about, folks. I'm getting choked up here. Choked up. We got Sessions. He was in. He was doing some stuff. Maybe we'll talk about that. What about leftists in general? Let's get started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, you want to know the most dangerous people in America? In a word, leftist. I don't care whether you're talking about Black Lives Matter, you're talking about Antifa, you're talking about Occupy Wall Street, you're talking about the Clinton family, it doesn't matter. Leftists are the most dangerous people in America and on the planet to some degree. The close second is ISIS, Muslim terrorists, but I consider them leftists. They pretend to be religious while they want to kill you. That's leftism. So I stand corrected. It is the most dangerous thing in the world. Leftism, that is, undoubtedly. Unchecked, you'll kill millions of people in any society with unchecked leftism. No other way to put it. What did we just witness with this shooting on Capitol Hill? Well, it's in the Virginia area. As congressmen, Republican congressmen, were practicing for a baseball game to beat who? The left. To beat the Democrats. They can't even have that. Oh, no, you will not be beating us in no baseball. We will shoot you dead if you try to beat us in baseball. I could see Maxine Waters having a closed-door session saying, now, we're about to play Capitol Hill, play the Republicans in baseball, and they will not beat us. There's no way. They have given us Donald Trump, and I'll be doggone it. And she, of course, she used another word. If they will beat us in anything again, I want Shaquan and Jalon and DeBond and whatever, and y'all go over there and shoot them crackers. That's what she did. The Congressional Black Caucus got together and said it's a circus, really. We can't be letting these white people show us up. They got Donald Trump, and now they're getting all cocky and stuff, and we got to go get them. And then the cocktail sippers, you know, the bourgeois white leftists are like, y'all go do your thing, and it's so bad over there. They're awful. I've watched them. They've got good arms. They could get you out from third base. You better do something fast. Oh, my gosh. And their pitching is awesome. Yeah, you better make sure you... I'm not going to tell you what to do, but you might want to do something. Oh, this cocktail is delicious. It's wonderful.
President Trump tweeted, Rep. Steve Scalise of Louisiana, a true friend and patriot, was badly injured but will fully recover. Our thoughts and prayers are with him. Senator Jeff Flake out of Arizona told reporters that Scalise was awake after the shooting. He was coherent the whole time, Flake said. He added that the female member of the Capitol Hill Police Security Detail was airlifted out and a staffer was taken out by ambulance to the hospital. Get this. I want you to imagine your day-to-day activities. I'm doing this for a reason. I don't do stuff without having a reason, folks. Your day-to-day activities. Have you played softball? You ever played intramurals something or another? And you're out there having fun, kickball, softball, whatever. And you get out there, you got your family, people in the stands, people walking by the park, etc. It's life as we've known it in the United States for decades. And suddenly, you got shots ringing out, school book depository, and you know, the tower at the University of Texas, whatever. All that stuff flashes through your mind because you know there's a guy out there, somebody's out there shooting. In this case, you said the dude came from by third base. Whoa. We're not talking sitting up in the hills. This dude starts shooting. Boom. We're hearing all kinds of stuff. It was like Apollo 13 where the guy that was a mission control guy says something like, what are we talking? They're talking about booms and shimmies up there. Somebody give me a status report on this. What's on that vessel? Well, that's what they were talking about. Booms and shimmies and shots and kablows going out. Flake said it took almost 10 minutes to take down the shooter. Eventually, when the Capitol Hill police secured the area, Flake grabbed Scalise's phone and called his wife to tell her what happened. Then they give you details. Oh, it was at the 400 block east of Monroe with a final practice before the night scheduled game between the Republicans and Democrats at Nationals Park. Well, Democrats win by forfeit. The park is near the Potomac Yard Shopping Center on Route 1 in Old Town Alexandria. Two well-groomed baseball fields, one big, one small, adjacent to the YMCA, CVS, and an Aldi grocery store. This one lady, her name is Kate Phyllis of Alexandria, just gotten out of her car to walk her dogs in the park when she heard very, very loud popping sounds. See, we know gunfire well at our house because it happens daily. No, not daily, but weekly. Weekly. Pow, 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 pow. You can hear it. It's not fireworks. And she said, I knew a baseball team was practicing and everyone started screaming, hit the ground, hit the ground. I want you to understand, these are people, normal way of life. Kate Phyllis is out walking, about to go walk her dog. People are practicing baseball rather early, but hey, it's D.C., who knows? I don't know what their schedules are. The hustle and bustle of life, and suddenly it's interrupted by anybody? Yes, leftist. She said she lay flat on the ground as the gunshots grew louder, like he was walking across the field toward all of us, the gunman, and I was screaming, "Can somebody help me? I have dogs, and I can't get behind anything." Well, well, Kate. Yeah, see, D.C., if Kate had been in Texas, she'd have been packing. Kate would have been like, "Where he at?" You know, it's funny, when you don't have a weapon and you know somebody's walking towards you with one, you even when they're away from you, you feel helpless. Imagine what she was feeling. I mean, she's sharing this, "Drop your weapon." Billy said a police agent pulled out a gun and tried to shoot back. She was screaming, "Drop your weapon," and he shot her and she fell on the ground. Why would she even do that? I mean, is that good training? He's already shooting, and you say, "Drop it. Hey, look at me. Shoot me. Woo-hoo, over here." She fell on the ground in front of us. She said, "We were all just trying to lay as flat as we could, and I belly crawled, dragging through the mud. I got to the car. I ducked under the car, and I laid as close as I could under the car to hide from the person. Then the police seemed to come." Well, thanks for helping out that cop that was down. By the way, who had a weapon? I'd been belly crawling to that cop's gun. That's where I'd have been belly crawling to, so I could shoot that fool. Susan Stratton, 28-year-old Alexandria resident, was playing with her dog in a dog park next to the baseball field when the shooting began. She says, "We heard people yelling to get down. We saw people running, some into the dog park, some jumping over the fence. Some into the dog park immediately got down on the ground and pushed their dogs down too. Burst of shots. Eyewitness reports, folks, of what we've been warning against for a long time. Leftist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So I'm calling this segment the Comey Conundrum, because he indeed has a conundrum, and we won't just talk about this segment because it's a long segment, but I do want to bring up something. In Comey's account of the situation that he had with George Bush a while back, and I'm going to read this. This is his written testimony. The president signaled at the end of the meeting, end of the briefing, by thanking the group and telling them that all he wanted, that he wanted to speak to me alone. I stayed in my chair. As the participants started to leave the Oval Office, the Attorney General lingered by my chair. But the President thanked him and said he wanted to speak only with me. When the door by the grandfather clock closed, we were alone. The President began by saying, I want to talk about Mike Flynn. From Angler, this is something else that happened with Comey. Bush stood as the meeting ended, crossing behind Cheney's chair. Comey moved in the opposite direction on his way out. He had nearly reached the grandfather clock at the door when the president said, Jim, can I talk to you for a minute? This time, the vice president was not invited. Now, two instances, Comey spent time with presidents, and he didn't have a problem with Bush singling him out and saying, hey, let me talk to you for a minute. Now, in Comey's account is transmitted by Gelman, he was a hero, telling the president something that other aides had kept from him. The Department of Justice was in revolt over their surveillance program. Mass resignations, including his, were imminent. Comey claims to have quoted Martin Luther King before the Diet of Worms, as he explained that as a man of principle, he would have no choice but to resign rather than execute an order he believed to be illegal. That's what he said during the Bush incident. One of Comey's colleagues who was also about to resign was Comey's good friend, Bob Mueller, who waited for Comey downstairs at the White House while Comey had his dramatic conversation with President Bush. Now, I want you to you've got those two juxtaposed right next to each other, and you ask yourself, what's the difference? I mean, I don't know. They're two Republican presidents, but Comey was going after, and quite frankly, he was going after Bush too, more than likely. I don't care. But I can tell you this, he's definitely going after Trump. Yeah, two almost identical situations. And Comey, I almost resigned. But what does he do? Hey, I'm going to talk to the Attorney General. I was uncomfortable. I felt like a little wheezy. And then, what did he do? Did he execute? As we've already talked about, folks, he did nothing on Flynn. Did anybody disrupt his investigation on Flynn? Nobody. I don't know who asked the question, but one of the guys went down the list. Did the NSA,
come to you? Did the CIA come to you? Did the NAACP, did the NCAA, did the NOW, did anybody come to you and ask you to disrupt the Flynn investigation? And the answer, no. So you were getting all this pressure from President Trump. All he did was say, Mike Flynn's a good guy. You know, he's getting an unfair break. And that was inferred of the pressure that was put upon him. Did he threaten to resign? Did Comey leave the Bush, the Trump office and the Oval Office and go, oh my gosh, I've got to resign? No, he made a phone call and said it made me uncomfortable. He didn't make that phone call with Bush, but he threatened to resign. He said nothing about his discomfort with Bush being called by the president by himself. He made no reference to it in his notes. And I would love to hear him testify and say, had you ever had a situation like that occur before? Maybe they did ask that. I wasn't paying that close attention. See, this is the problem with leftism, when it has its own agenda. The fact of the matter is, Comey's been in situations like this many times. He has no fear. He shouldn't have any fear of talking to a president. He knows what his job is. Your job is to stay within the letter of the law. Period. And that's it. And understand the politics of it, because some people do want to get you, but it's not the conservatives. Donald Trump has no agenda with Comey except that he do his job great and that he not be grandiose and make it bigger than what it is. And that's exactly what Comey did. And there was nobody, there was hardly a person on the planet who would argue that Comey should have kept his job. Nobody. The only time that they argued that Comey should have kept his job was when Trump fired him. And you guys know this. I'm not telling you anything new there. But two different scenarios with Comey and two very different outcomes. And that's the Comey conundrum. That's the conundrum of the left in general. If you go back and you look at all the things that Donald Trump wants to do, he's talking about redoing infrastructure. He's talking about all kinds of things that will make America great. Improving roads and bridges. That was the battle cry of the left. Nothing. They now fight Donald Trump on principle alone. And they call us obstructionists. I mean, you go back and you look at the things that Donald Trump has done, and you stick Obama's name on it, and I swear to you, he's at 90% approval rating, and I'm one of them. The left would be singing this man's praises if he were a leftist. They'd be singing his praises. Donald Trump has one agenda, and it is, I'm going to streamline government so we stop wasting money. I'm going to get rid of these pet projects and these things that people do that don't reward citizens and effectively rob us, because if they stop robbing us, we will put more back into society. I want to stop you for a second and ask you this question. We're $20 trillion in debt. We hold more student loan debt than at any time in history. It's over $1 trillion. I don't know the exact number, but it's over $1 trillion. We have more money that's trapped offshore because businesses don't want to bring it back. I could give you, Litany, we have more money tied up in paperwork and legislation, red tape is what they call it, bureaucracy. And I want you to just imagine that, as opposed to the government taking money and wasting it and building up massive debt, you put that money in the hands of people who go out, they start businesses, they buy more things, they whatever you decide to do to keep the economy going, you start doing that internal to your own ecosystem, financial ecosystem. What do you think happens? What do you think happens when you take $2 trillion out of the hands of government bureaucrats in just waste, where they say, you've got to make sure that your factory is this or that, and you can't do whatever, and you take that out. What do you think is going to happen when Donald Trump gets rid of the regulations that are stifling business in the way of our black energy, is what I call it, coal and gas? And he says to these guys, build new refineries. I don't know if you've been up and down the Pasadena area of Houston or the Beaumont area, or the ship channel, and you smell the oil, you smell the production, and you look at these factories out there, and I look at them and go, geez, they're old. How the engineers keep those factories afloat is a mystery to me. You have got to be on top of it. And let me tell you, the guys coming out of school now, I don't know that they can do it. In Germany, they have these practical, they call them refineries in a box. They are so efficient that, and they take up a lot smaller space. They're environmentally friendly, and certainly compared to these old factories. And we can't even build these factories because of the onerous legislation from the left. And you look at all these things that are happening, but and I could go on, but when you look at what Donald Trump's done, and you ask yourself, why would you be going after him? And there's only one simple answer, folks. He'll destroy the left. When they see that his policies work, guys, we're not talking about peanuts here. We're talking about a level of productivity that makes America solidly number one, gets our GDP 2 or 3 points higher, and suddenly our economy with 300 million plus people surpasses China. And here's my prediction. Our economy in the next 4 years, and certainly in the next 8, will more than surpass. In other words, we will be larger than the Chinese economy, not just per capita, because we're 4 times larger per capita. We will be the largest economy in the world with a fraction of the people. I mean, with 300 million people, we will be the largest piece of the chunk of the economy. And the second largest is going to be China, who will be our largest trading partner. And I want you to just imagine that. And the reason, and then what the worst thing that could happen for the world, if you will, is when the ingenuity gets inspired. When we can create more ingenuity, it's one thing that we dominate in ingenuity now. It's going to be a whole other when the next series of things occur because of Donald Trump. And what I'm talking about is all these research centers and things like this start heading back to America because the dollars are here. You can get that. We can teach economies how to be productive. Their people are what are not productive. I want you to imagine people living in squalor, you know, in the hills, the foothills of some, you know, mountain in the Venezuela, and suddenly they need things. They want things. They're productive. The economy's booming. They could have what America has if they just decide that that's what they want. And Trump's going to show them the way. We got more to talk about this stuff. I can just admit, folks.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. 844-551-8255. So, what's Russia about? Russia is about ratings. It's really that simple. The media, what I call the media industrial complex, should all be imprisoned. They know this story is nonsense, but they report on it anyway. And if you look at their headlines, go look for the last month, you'll see Russia, Russia, Russia. They keep this story alive because it helps people get clicks. It helps them get clicks on their website
so they can say, look, we've got breaking news on Russia, 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 and there's nothing to it. Sessions proved it. They've been looking at this for 7 months. They're spending more time on this than they spent looking at Hillary Clinton's emails, where there is undoubtedly a crime that's been committed, multiple crimes. But nothing. They have nothing. They never will have anything. But it's the specter of it. As Sessions said, it's the innuendo. If I were the media, if I were leftists in general, oh, God forbid, but if I were, I'd be concerned with the aftermath. Because what we know, folks, and if you don't know it yourselves, you've probably learned it from this program, leftists never think things through to the end. They don't. They think they're doing you a favor. Hey, black people, you can have lower scores than the other kids, and that'll get you into college. And black people are like, yeah, check it out, man. I can go to Stanford. I can go to Harvard. I can get my name. I can go to the best schools in the country. And here's what we're going to do, black people. We're going to let a few of you in as tokens. I'll be one of them, man. I get to say I went to Harvard. So you go to Harvard. And what do, black people? You flunk out. Yeah. Oh, no. Kevin, you're being insensitive. Black people are just as smart. Yeah, black people are just as smart. So if that's the case, what do you need the affirmative action for? How about the number of black people getting into Harvard or the number of black people that deserve to get into Harvard? How about that? I know it's a novel idea. I know. I don't want to shock your system. Because, see, I believe that black people can compete head to head. I have 4 sons, and I'll tell you this. You pick any one of them you want. The 10-year-old is a little young. But you take any one of my 3 adult sons and you put them up in their field against any person of any color, and I bet on my kid. That's how cocky and confident this black man is of his sons. They don't need just stinking affirmative action. My oldest son works for a company that the guy was a partner of Elon Musk. I think that's his guy's name, the guy for Tesla. And the CEO of his company, there's a couple of CEO stories I can tell you. One, he redid the algorithm for a company that he worked for previously, and the CEO sought him out. The guy, he's thousands of employees. He says, I want to know who did this. Brings my son up, writes him a check, bonus check for $10,000, and says, you're the man. I mean, that's how the CEO of his company, a junior analyst, I think he came in as an analyst, and he gets recognition from the CEO that you just saved us quite a few hundreds of millions of dollars. And he writes him a check for 10 grand. And that's when my son goes, I need to be a CEO. So he goes to another company, guy's supposedly a genius and all that. My son says to me, he says, Dad, he's a smart guy, but he's not doing anything revolutionary here. So, I'm going to be checking out soon and going to move on to the next thing. And I told him, you can camp out there for a bit. He goes, I make crazy money. Crazy money. Lives in a 270 square foot place that he pays $2,000 a month for in some shady area of San Francisco. But he pays $2,000 a month for a 270 square foot place. He says, hardly able to move around, but the place is a place for him to lay his head. That's it. But I'm telling you right now, bright guy. And everywhere he goes, it isn't, oh my gosh, we have an affirmative action black guy. He's there for 2 days and they go, this dude knows what he's doing. He's one of the few financial guys that can actually code at the same level of guys writing code. They'll be talking about something that they need to fix, and they'll say, well, we need to get in. He's like, no, let me show you what we're going to do here. Boom, he goes up on the board, and he writes the code. And then what was funny in his last job, in his job he's in right now, his one of the programmers came in or something, and they were looking at the code that he wrote, and the guy looks up the board and goes, I can't do better than that. He goes, that's better than I would have wrote. So when I tell you it's not affirmative action, it's not affirmative action. If you can do it, do it. Go. I'll tell you this, black liberals, raise better kids. Raise smarter kids. You think my kids got there? I mean, yes, part of it is genetic. Let's admit it. Okay? But there's another part of it that says encourage what they want to do. So that's what you do. Anyway, this whole thing, folks, this Russian thing, going back to that, is just nonsense. And the aftermath of it is based on the idea, well, I say the aftermath is going to crush the left, but they want to believe they're doing the greater good by creating all this BS around Russia, because it'll derail Trump and the liberals can continue with all their good works. And as I said, they don't think it through to the end. They haven't thought it through to the end for black folks. They haven't thought it through to the end for women. They haven't thought it through to the end for gays. They haven't thought it through to the end for anybody. They want to tell us that Muslims are good for us. And in fact, right now with Russia, they say that the Russian threat is huge. Now, I don't know many mean-spirited Spetsnaz guys lurking in America waiting to attack, but I do know that Muslim terrorists abound. I will tell you this right now. If you live in a city, there are at least 10 jihadis. I don't care what size your city is. There are 10 jihadis in your city waiting to do something. So the idea that the media's focus on the Russians as a threat to America is a joke. During the Cold War, the commies were afraid to come out of the shadows. But today, they proudly admit to their handiwork. They are proud academics. They're communists that will tell you, Bernie Sanders is a proud communist. He calls himself a socialist or whatever. He's a proud communist. Hillary Clinton, they call themselves progressives, socialists, whatever. They're all communists, and they're proud of it. They have a party. There's not a college or university that does not have avowed communists. I'm talking about people that teach the hatred of America and that everything else around them they love. They love Cuba. They love the Soviet Union. They love China. They love all the different governments that have oppressed people beyond belief, oppressed certain ethnic groups, religious groups, etc. They love it. And here's a guy in CNN. I forget his name. He wrote this article, black dude. And he says, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, sparring with his former colleagues in testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee, made a startling and dismaying admission on Tuesday. Despite months of turmoil surrounding Russia's efforts to distort America's election, says Sessions, he neither received nor requested a classified briefing to get up to speed on the threat posed by Russian forces. Now, see, what this guy is saying is Sessions isn't believing the hype. What's up with him? How could this guy possibly be the attorney general and not want information on Russia? Maybe because he had recused himself. I'm just putting that out there. Just going to put that out there. Okay. You know, see what you think there, black fella. But the guy goes on to say this. This is an incredible statement given the size and scope of the threat Russia posed to American democracy. We now know that the Russian cyber attacks on U.S. voting systems were much broader and deeper than previously believed and included as many as 39 states. And this is according to Bloomberg News. Well, wouldn't they know? And hey, by the way, they ask specifically, did the Russians actually influence our elections? Do you want to know the answer? No. Does he care that the Barack Obama actually sent money to influence the Israeli elections and others? That he actually got involved in the Brexit elections? That he actually got involved in the French elections? So while we're pretending that, well, we think the Russians came in behind and did a cyber attack, which, you know, they say, oh, 17 agencies of the U.S. government say that that happened. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe it, but if they did, let me tell you something. The Russians suck at it because they didn't influence it. What did they accomplish? Oh, that you can bet if Hillary Clinton won, they would tell you, oh, the Russians tried to hack us, but we're just so awesome, they couldn't do it. Ha, 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 look at that. But no, when it didn't work out in their favor, these little babies, these little snowflakes now want to complain about it. The bigger threat to this democracy, this democratic republic, that is liberalism.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.